to the one and only John Lincoln.
John Lincoln! So between 1980, when I moved to Rochester, and like the mid-90s, I could have been considered a mall rat, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I worked at the malls. I was one of the marketing mall managers at Eastview Marketplace Mall. Do you remember the green carpet at Eastview Mall, Tony?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. It was one of the malls, you know, wow. The malls that had carpet. Before food courts. Imagine that.
Wow.
Okay, so I actually went to the mall on, I don't even know what day it was, sometime this past weekend. And I'm walking into the mall, and I'm thinking, okay, am I going to see anybody I know? It's been a long time. I mean, it's been over a year since I've been in a mall.
Wow. Really? You and everybody else.
No, I go
every couple weeks.
It was hustling.
Eastview hustles. It does.
It definitely was. So I'm like, you know, I was on one mission. And but before I got to that mission, I saw this man running through the mall like O.J. Simpson. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at that good-looking guy. Guess who it was?
Who?
My brother, who lives in the Finger Lakes. And I'm like, okay, this is a rare occurrence. But it was weird. He was at the phone store. Anyways, I just thought that was weird. And then right after we hugged and we departed, I saw two other customers. And they're like, oh, my God, Joan, what are you doing at the mall? I mean, they knew. They knew. All right, so why was I there?
Why were you at the mall?
Well, it was time. Mm. Women, most women, not all women, most women hate buying three things. Mm-hmm. Bathing suits. Christy, mm-hmm. Are you with me? Bathing suits?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Jeans. Denim. Jeans. Mm-hmm. Okay. And intimate apparel.
Mm. That's what husbands are for.
Oh, well, there was a guy in the store, actually.
See?
Anyways, there's an education. I mean, how many bras do you think you own? Christy.
Jeez, it's getting personal here.
It's going to get personal.
I don't know. One, two, three, I don't know. Like eight more?
I probably have double digits. Especially after my shopping experience at the mall this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get rid of them. So.
Well, you do. And recycling your bras is very important because it's one of the top 10 most, what do I want to say, non-recyclable items.
Okay,
you must recycle your bras.
I mean, I might have more, but how many do I actually wear? Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I added quite an inventory.
That's fun.
Yeah, plethora of bras that I own. You know, we go through different stages and styles and
lifting.
Can I put my fingers in my ears and do?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a couple trivia questions. True or false? Right. How do you hang how do you store your bras? Should you hang them or nest them, or put the cups inside each other? Come on, Christy. What do you do?
I fold them in the cups inside each other.
Oh,
that's
how you're not supposed to do it.
What are you supposed to do?
Hang or nest?
What's nest?
Nesting is, you know, having...
Throw them in a drawer.
Throw them in a drawer. But they all should match up, you know, like very uniform.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, no.
So you don't win that one.
Okay, all right.
Do you know why there are three sets of hooks and eye closures?
Just to make it tougher for men.
Tony, are you really going to go down that path? Well, it's just to maximize the lifespan of your undergarments, your brassieres. Okay, let's see. One more question. No, I think that's it. Well, anyways. You failed, Tony.
That's right.
Anyways, it was quite an experience. I want to thank the women out at Soma and Eastview Mall for, you know, adding all kinds of goodies to my intimate apparel and lingerie drawers.
Nice.